Hello and welcome everyone to Let's Build Episode 1, the podcast where we talk about building strength, stability, and self-reliance through affordable housing. My name is Kirsten Pittman, Community Outreach Coordinator for Central Valley Habitat for Humanity right here in Bridgewater, Virginia. We decided to start a podcast to kind of informally connect with the community. We've been really interested in getting the word out there about Central Valley Habitat. And the thing about our area is that we have so many nonprofits that it becomes difficult for us to get our messaging out there in front of anyone else. And having too many nonprofits is not an issue. We're really excited that our community members have access to so many great social services. But at the same time, we would really love to get the community members more involved with our organization and make sure that everyone has a way to find out more about us. We feel like there's not a lot of understanding about what we necessarily do in the community, which is strange because we know that Habitat is one of the most internationally recognized brands out there. So we started this podcast and we'll be talking to volunteers, families, talking about upcoming events and really why affordable housing is something that you should care about. According to the Monroe Group, communities across the country are facing low-income housing shortages. There's not a single county in the United States that can fill 100% of its low-income population's need for safe, affordable housing, and that includes Harrisburg and Rockham County, as well as many of the counties in Virginia and all across the United States. It's just a fact that a lot of people don't have access to the kind of housing that they need. And that can be really sad. It can be really draining on their financial health, their mental health, and it's not good for their children or anybody in that situation. Millions of Americans are struggling to afford a place to live. In order to afford a modest two-bedroom apartment in the United States, renters need to earn a wage of approximately $20.30 an hour. In 6 states and the District of Columbia, they need to earn more than $25 per hour in order to afford that same two-bedroom home. Here in Harrisburg and Rockham County, the average rent for a studio apartment that's one bedroom, maybe not even a bedroom, it could be one large room, that average rent is sitting at about $925 a month. And the families that qualify for our program are really only making between $26,000 to $38,000 per year for a 3-person family. So a lot of the housing that is in our area is not going to be of adequate size or affordability for these families. So for our first episode, we really kind of wanted to talk about who we are as a nonprofit, who is Central Valley Habitat for Humanity. Central Valley Habitat for Humanity was organized in 1988 when a group of volunteers at the Bridgewater Interchurch Food Pantry became concerned about the deplorable housing conditions that they saw in our community. They banded together, they incorporated, and eventually became an approved Habitat for Humanity affiliate, dedicating our first home in Grados in 1989. We are the local Habitat for Humanity affiliate that serves Harrisburg and Rockham County. We are a subcategory of Habitat for Humanity International, which works both within the United States as well as outside of the United States to build houses for those in need. Habitat for Humanity International began in Georgia as a Christian community founded in 1942 near Americus. In 1968, Millard Fuller, a lawyer and businessman, and Dr. Clarence Jordan, a Bible scholar and farmer, began work aimed at dealing practically with the problems of substandard housing that they saw. And they aimed their program around the idea of Exodus 22:25, which says, "If you lend money to one of my people among you who is needy, do not be like the money lender, charge him no interest." And this is still how we operate today. Habitat families partner with us for a 0% interest mortgage, and the money that we collect from their monthly payments is then put towards building more affordable homes in Harrisburg and Rockham County, or in the case of other Habitat affiliates, they put the money towards building in their area, and this is done all over the world. There are Habitat affiliates in just about every country that you could possibly think of. Habitat for Humanity, we give people a means to be responsible stewards of their resources and actively love their neighbors as themselves. When I first started at Central Valley Habitat for Humanity, I really didn't know anything about it, to be perfectly honest. I graduated from Bridgewater College, and it just so happened that my roommate was part of our Habitat for Humanity college chapter, and she took photos of the builds and went to the build sites all throughout college, did the spring break trips, and I never really thought that much about it until I was given an internship my senior year to work with Central Valley Habitat. And starting, I really didn't know what to expect. I had heard of Habitat for Humanity, but I didn't really know anything about it. And what I started off learning was that Habitat doesn't just give homes away. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we talk about misconceptions, but the mission statement of Habitat, especially Central Valley, is seeking to put God's love into action. Central Valley Habitat for Humanity brings people together to build homes, communities, and hope. And that's something that I've seen over the past 3 years that I've worked here, is that we're not giving away these homes to families. The families work incredibly hard to make their dream of home ownership a reality, to make sure that their children are going to have a place that they can come back to each day and feel safe and loved. And that's really what Habitat for Humanity is all about. Right now, there are over 1,400 families in the city of Harrisonburg alone that are living in unaffordable housing. And unaffordable is not the only thing that this housing is. The families that come into our program, the housing that they come from can be unsafe. It can be under-maintained. They could be paying exorbitant amounts on housing that really is not worth that much. We have families living in low-income Section 8 housing that I would not personally ever want anybody that I love to live in. It's just not being taken care of in many cases, and in many cases as well, it is being sold for way over what it actually should be. That's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day, but housing affordability and the safety of these homes is an incredible issue right now. We've served 73 families locally, and we don't say houses built because the house isn't the important thing. The family and the security that they get from it is what's important. And that translates to, we also do donations to other habitats throughout the world. And so internationally, we've built about 100 homes. We've served 100 families internationally. Going back to the idea that our families are not people that we see as needing help. They're just people that need a hand up or just a little bit of assistance. We're not just giving them a home. We're partnering with them. They are our partners. And our partner families, part of that is that they're required to take classes in home ownership, such as budgeting, homeowners insurance, upkeep of their home, things that are going to serve them in the future that they may not have had before, that they may not have had to learn before. If you've been renting for an unknown amount of time, or if you've been renting your entire adult life, you are not necessarily going to know that you need homeowners insurance. You're not going to know what your budget should be. You're not going to understand everything that's going on in this home buying and home building process. And that's why our families take classes. And they also, we really want to make sure that they have an investment in their home. And it's not just that they're receiving a place to live and a place to raise their children. We want to make sure that they feel like the house was not only just built by our hands, but also by their own. So each partner family, each adult works 200 hours of what we call sweat equity. And that's per adult in the family. So for a single adult family, they're going to work 200 hours. For a two adult family, they're going to work 400 hours. And sweat equity just simply means that they're working on the construction site. They're taking home ownership classes. They're volunteering at other nonprofits in our area. They're putting in the work. They're putting in the effort needed to really feel invested in their home in the future. And we think that that makes them not only admirable in our eyes, but that also prepares them for being incredibly useful and giving community members as well in the future. And I mentioned that we were going to talk a little bit about misconceptions, and there are quite a few when it comes to habitat. We've get these a lot. And the main one that we hear frequently is that we're not helping the people that really need it. We're not helping the local people that need housing. And that's just simply not true. Our families, one of the things that people don't seem to understand is that our families, to be part of our program, they have to be permanent residents or citizens of the United States in order to qualify. And at the time of application, they have to be living in Harrisburg or Rockham County for at least 1 year. So if you've been living here for 1 year, you're considered local to us and worthy of help. And this differs between Habitat affiliates. Each one has a little bit of a different way of looking at things. But for us, if you've been living here for 1 year, you're a permanent resident or citizen, we're going to help you as long as you qualify and meet the qualifications for the program. All of our families are, in fact, low income, and that's based off of a 60% of the median income level. So, and that also depends on the number of people in their family as well. So we have levels between a one-person family of $20,000 to $30,000, all the way up to an eight-person family between $38,000 and $57,000. So either way, that's if you have two adults and together they're making $34,000, they're not going to be able to afford the correct housing for their family size in our area. And that's really who we're focused on helping, the people that wouldn't necessarily qualify for a normal mortgage and that meet those low income limits. We also love to dispel the myth that we just give our houses away. We like to say that our families, they're not looking for a handout. They don't want something just given to them. They don't want charity. They want to be a part of the process. They're looking for a hand up in life. And that's what we really try to give them. We see them as equals. We see them as partners, as do our volunteers, as do our board members, as do our committee members. We don't think any less of them for needing a little bit of help with their housing. In many cases, they have struggled in ways that we cannot even imagine, especially some of our families that are qualifying for immigrant status. Those families have been through so many things, and it's wonderful to see them finally have somewhere that they feel safe. This is going to be a fairly short episode today, just because we wanted to kind of introduce ourselves and introduce this podcast. It's something completely new for us that we've never really tried before, and it's going to take us a couple of tries, maybe a lot of tries, before we get it right. We're not experienced podcasters, but we hope that you'll continue to come back, and we hope that you'll find this rewarding to listen to. So we're going to leave you today with a motivational quote from Millard Fuller, one of the original founders of Habitat for Humanity. And he said, "What Habitat does is much more than just sheltering people. It's what it does for people on the inside. It's that intangible quality of hope. Many people without decent housing consider themselves life's losers. This is the first victory they may have ever had, and it changes them. We see Habitat homeowners go back to school and get their GEDs, enter college, do all kinds of things they never believed they could do before they moved into their house. By their own initiative, through their own pride and hope, they change." And that's really what Habitat is all about right there, is the possibility of making sure that people have somewhere that they can go at the end of the day, where they feel safe, where they feel like they can change their own lives as well as the lives of others. So thank you so much for being part of this podcast today. If you want to connect with us, come build with us on Facebook and Instagram at Central Valley Habitat and Twitter at Central Valley VA. We are always looking for volunteers. So if you think that Habitat is for you, check us out on our website at www.centralvalleyhabitat.org. We have lots of opportunities coming up, hopefully within the next few months. Now that we have kicked COVID to the curb, we're really excited to open some volunteer opportunities, maybe mid-August. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the next couple of episodes. I'm Kirsten Pittman. We're Central Valley Habitat. Let's get out there and build. Until next time.